This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A moment here for Chinese manufacturers. There's the on-again, paused-again trade war with the United States that they have to deal with, a slowing domestic economy over there. Also, in parts of that country, a critical labor shortage. Before she left to come here for a visit, our China correspondent Jennifer Pak sent this report about that.
Yueqing City's Economic Development Zone is the place to find companies that produce electrical equipment. Dozens of them line the streets. At Huada High Voltage Electric, workers hammer, drill, and weld sheets of metal into boxes that house big circuit breakers. The factory has 50 employees, but owner Li Lihua says he needs a dozen more to keep up with demand.
Every year, lots of workers leave. Sometimes half of them will not return after the Lunar New Year holiday.
He's not the only one struggling to find workers. Riding in a car through the economic development zone, I see recruitment ads outside almost every factory. China simply doesn't have enough workers, says Yao Meixiong of the Center for Population Census for neighboring Fujian province.
China's working age population decreased by 25 million from 2012 to 2017. That's like the entire population of Australia disappearing from the workforce.
That was a loss of about 3% of all Chinese workers. And there aren't enough workers to replace them, he says, because for decades, China limited couples to only having one child. Now each family can have two. But not a lot of families want to, because it's expensive to raise children. Yao says the labor shortage is a drag on the economy.
The most obvious impact can be seen in China's GDP growth. Prior to 2010, the country's economy experienced double-digit growth, but now it's down to 6%.
Manufacturers, including Zhang Wei of DGG Electric, have attracted workers by paying higher wages.
In the last 5 years, we've raised salaries by 15% or even 30% a year if we urgently need someone.
But that doesn't always work. Other parts of China are developing and luring workers away from factories here. So Yueqing's province is helping firms make up for the labor shortage by automating their factories, says Zhang Wei.
The government will subsidize at least 20% of the cost, and sometimes more if we buy industrial robots.
Now, DGG relies on robots to weld metal parts for its high-voltage circuit breakers.
The workload of one robot is equivalent to 3 to 5 workers.
According to the International Federation of Robotics, China is the world's biggest market for industrial robots, but there still isn't much automation in its factories. For every 10,000 workers in manufacturing, China has 97 robots. The U.S. has 200. At the same time, DGG is shifting from low-cost power switches to more profitable items, like smart home systems. Like Alexa, DGG's system can play your favorite song while you brush your teeth. It can also automatically shut the windows and turn off the stove if no one is home. The firm wants to develop more innovative products, but Zhang Wei says it's hard to find the high-skilled workers needed. Some young Chinese workers wouldn't consider jobs in manufacturing. Recent college graduate Ma Bin is one of them.
I'm a restless person. I don't like to conform to rules from 9 to 5.
Manufacturers also face higher raw material costs, rising rents, and stricter environmental regulations. Add in the labor shortage, and small producers like Huada's Li Lihua says business is rough.
Our profit margin is getting smaller. It's now less than 3%.
He's not sure his business will be around for much longer. In Yueqing City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.